My name is Khalil Gales. I am 12 years old.
My name is Rondell Gilmore. I am 11 years old.
And we interviewed Mr. Means on August 23rd, 2018.
My birthday is on June 22nd, and I was born in 1982. I was really lucky. I had great parents. My dad, my mom, they were really good, very active. I had a sister that continued to push me. She's 2 years younger than me, and you know, this is the first time we've lived in the same state since high school. It's good to have family around. Academically, early on, I struggled. I definitely struggled. I struggled with reading and writing at the beginning. Things just took longer. Mathematics was something that also took longer. Academically, it was hard. I had a tutor in the college. There's this place in Atlanta. It's called Morehouse College. It's a school for predominantly African-American males. It's about 2,800 guys, and there's no place like it. I can see you guys there one day. My cousin Mercy, being able to see her and her going out and making a very good life for herself and her family, being an independent woman of color, went to Stanford. Now, you know, she's ahead of one of the departments at Northwestern. Being able to see that allowed me to do some things and had me strive for things. I don't think if I didn't see it, especially if somebody that was of color, it's a lot harder to see yourself in that place. I know that we kind of talk about 44 in my class a lot. But being able to see that president, being able to walk up there and be able to stay up in that White House, I would see that something that, hey, look, like that person was able to do it. They look like me. They have, you know, a similar skin tone. Then I can do it. So I'm a teacher. I teach 11th grade at Pittsburgh Westinghouse. Now, I also do some photography or whatever. So I always feel like you got to have like two sources of income. That's my thing. And one of the sources is being independent, because there are things that can be out of your control when you allow other people to employ you long term. All right. So you need to have, not only do you need to save your money, but you actually need to be able to create your own channel of finance that comes into your home. All right. And maybe you can invest that, but you can't really depend on anybody. My dad always goes, you can't depend on other people to make you wealthy. All right. Like, you'll never be wealthy depending on other folks. So, and not even just wealthy, just to have somewhat of a nest egg, you need to start kind of investing in yourself. A really big goal of mine is to be happy. One of the goals, I guess, 8 years ago was to kind of turn our school around, to help in the process of turning our school around. It is something that we are still working and striving to put together. I came up with 10 guys, and there were 10 African-American males all together in this group, and now I'm the last one of that group. And so we're still holding on to the idea that we're going to turn this thing around, and I think we will. I'm excited because we have a very good team of people that are so happy to see you tomorrow. So the goal for me for the longest time, outside of being happy, is getting to that place collectively with the team around us to be one of the star schools within the state and in the country. One of the things that my dad was really big on is like, hey, look, this thing of eye contact, right? Confidence is one of the things that we want to teach not only our young men, but definitely our young women when they come into the doors at Pittsburgh Westinghouse. All right. You want to be confident in all things that you do. That comes from success, but it also comes from repetition and hard work. So we want to be confident as we step not only into our school, but into our daily lives. Who are those five people that are doing the right things? Those people you need to associate yourself with, because if five people that you hang around the most are not positive people, if they're not doing the right things, that's going to be a reflection of who you will be as you matriculate through school. You've got to really be smart about the people that you hang around. Everybody wants to be somebody like popular or liked or whatever, but honestly, as you'll find as you get older, those things aren't as important. So really take account of who am I hanging around, who am I spending my time with, and are they somebody that I see myself in?